This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Hello, hello, here it's Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. We are here in the studio making ourselves at home on this beautiful rainy day. Here is Alina. I'm originally from Romania, and I have here my two co-hosts, Clara from Spain and Brian from the US. And we have our guest today, Amy from China. Good morning, good morning. How are you, everyone?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to have Amy as our guest. I know that Amy and myself, we talked for a long time to have our guest as at Access Radio. But yeah, life is busy, right? But I'm happy to find this moment and know more about her. So Amy, she's originally from China, and she came in 2003 in New Zealand. And she did computer graphics design degree at WIT. And I met her through her hobby, which is Zumba. We go together to Zumba for a long, long time, maybe five, six years, I don't know, something like that. And I met her first at belly dancing when she presented some Zumba moves with her friend Hui, who is an amazing also Zumba dancer. So if you guys see them, you would be amazed how good they are. But I will let that for later. Amy also likes drawing, painting. She likes photo editing and roller skating. And looking forward to know more about her today. Oh, so welcome. You. Thank you, Amy, for coming.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, me too.
We are very happy to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, something that Alina hasn't shared.
So I grew up in Shanghai, and my dad is from a different city. My mom lives in Shanghai, so my dad travels backwards forwards from two different places. But I mainly grew up in Shanghai and did all my studies, high schools, and you know, all the school in Shanghai. But in holiday, like school holidays, winter holiday and the summer holidays, I'll go to my dad's place. Like my mom goes as well. We go there and stay there. So I sort of grew up in two different places, two different cities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one is the modern big city. One is more like a countryside farm kind of suburb.
City. Which one did you enjoy the most?
Probably for childhood, when I was younger kids, the suburb would be more fun. You go out play with, I go out play with my cousins. We can go fishing. We go catch insects, snails.
Sounds fun.
Snails in the river, and then we go swimming in the river. Just different compared to the big cities.
And when did you move to New Zealand? You said 2003. And why did you choose New Zealand?
So I don't want to go somewhere is really cold. So Canada was on the list, but I don't like really cold place. I didn't want to go to Canada. And I think Australia and New Zealand's quite similar. And then we decided to come to New Zealand. Never been here, but heard it's a beautiful place, really clean, you know, environment, nice sceneries. So chose to come here to study.
To study, right?
Did
you come with your family or by yourself?
No, by myself. First time on flight.
First flight was to New Zealand.
Wow.
First flight. Fly to Singapore. And then stopped at Singapore for, I think it was 9 hours.
Nine hours in the airport.
And then from Singapore to New Zealand, Auckland.
What do you think gave you the courage to go on a flight to New Zealand and have that be your first flight? Like what inspired that?
I was always quite independent because my mom raised me to be quite independent. Mm-hmm. So I'm capable of doing all the things, and I always is quite brave, I guess. So I didn't really have much fear for taking the flight or just mm-hmm. go by myself. We learn English from primary school, so I know my English was good enough. I can talk to people. I think I actually got English as a scholarship when I was at uni first year. So my English was okay. Didn't really concern me. So I didn't have this big fear for go on to fly or go by myself. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And how was it when you arrived? Was it what you were expecting or was it different?
I think just the architecture, you know, the buildings and stuff, first impression was different. Obviously, there's no really tall, you know, skyscrapers mm-hmm. around, and there's a lot less people. When I arrived, I believe my high school classmate, I had a high school classmate, he was at Auckland. He picked me up and then he helped me did all the transfers to the domestic airport, come to New Plymouth. He helped me set up the mobile phones. I think I didn't realize I need to pick up the luggage, I think. And then he told me I need to get the luggage because I actually had to take to mm-hmm. the domestic airport and then go on to the plane. Yeah, so he helped me quite a bit, helped me ease in when I first arrived. Yeah. And then I go on to the small plane, landed at New Plymouth here.
Yes. Wow. So your destination from the beginning was New Plymouth?
Yeah.
Right. Did you have like people you knew here or
why? No, New Plymouth? I didn't know anyone. So in Shanghai we found a agent. Mm-hmm. So she was associate with school in here, so WIT. And then so she helped us set up all the visas, all the like entry into the schools and all that, flights and stuff. So first destination is New Plymouth.
New Plymouth.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what did you come to study?
I did computer graphics design at WIT. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing, and you know, it's quite nice that you choose New Plymouth from all the places in New Zealand. Such a small town, right?
Yeah. if wasn't because the agent, we wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know the places. Yeah.
Yeah, and once you settle in, so you did your computer science and everything. How did you find the place and your community? Did you connect with the Chinese community, or you had friends all over the world?
At the time, had quite a lot of Chinese students at WIT, mm-hmm. so I become friends with them, and then we were flatting in the same house as well. Yeah, so they were doing IT, I think, and then I was in the art department. So we're doing different course, but we're in the same school, and then mm-hmm. you can catch up. You know, we can catch up at lunchtime or after school. Yeah, and then I stayed in the homestay for maybe 3-4 months, mm-hmm. and then I moved in with all Chinese friends in the house by the beach, actually.
By the beach?
Right by the beach.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice, you know, so you're already part of the New Plymouth culture, near the beach and near the waves and everything. Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, slowly, slowly, I imagine you adapted and you didn't want to leave New Plymouth, right?
It's yeah.
How was really finding a job once you finished your studies?
Once I finished study, you mean like finding jobs and stuff? Mm. It was a bit hard to find the art-related jobs in here because it's a smaller city. I guess it's less opportunities. I did work in the shop is not here anymore. I used to have a shop in the center city called Mimic. They do like a t-shirt printings, logo designs, like a business card, all those stuff. I worked there for a little bit part-time, and then find my job. I think my friends probably tapped on my shoulders. So my first job full-time, I worked in Harvey Norman in the computer department, selling like computers, cameras, or the electronic gadgets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it wasn't like art design related, but I was happy there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when did you go into the Zumba community? How did you find that? Or belly dance, what was for you first?
I was looking for something, you know, I can do after work to do exercise. I don't like go to gym, use the gym equipment. I found they a little bit boring for me. So I asked around, Annie and friends told me there's Zumba class, dance class you can go try. That was with Puna and Ange at Peace Hall on that one way. Yeah. So I went there. Oh, it was Henry. So I went there to try it out and I really enjoyed it. And from there, I found out there's other Zumba instructor, you know, running other classes at different venues. So I went to try all the classes and then, yeah, here I am. Like after more than 10 years.
After more than 10 years, yeah. And I think I was like, I don't know when they started a Zumba class. Were you the first ones that they started 10 years ago?
No, I think they must start more than like 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time ago.
I think I started at around 2016 or 17. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I first started going to the Zumba class.
Is that once a week or more often? Once a week?
Maybe a couple times a week. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I found Ange and Pip's class on Saturday. So from there, I was going everyone's class, just trying it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Learn different style.
Yes. And you and Hui obviously met through Zumba or?
Yeah. I think I met her in Zumba class at Vogeltown.
Yeah,
in Ange's class, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Hui is a friend of Amy's, and when you see them, they look like sisters, and they dance so.
When they dance together.
Yeah, they look like twin sisters. First, I thought they are sisters, but they are not.
No. And you are very synchronized with your movements.
Synchronized.
No?
Yes.
I'm imagining it like that. I don't know how or why.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Alina mentioned that you are into drawing. What type of drawing?
Oh, because I did art, and I used to, when I in China, apart from normal, you know, Monday to Friday, go to school, Saturday, I think I go to drawing and art class. So I've done that for years and years. After I had kids, so I just do like a drawing, you know, cartoon characters, little paintings I could be learning from YouTube or looking up a pictures or just learn to draw from there. It's just a hobby, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a hobby, right?
Yeah.
Is it like, I'm always curious about the culture in China comparing with New Zealand, right? Especially the school, right? How is the school here in comparison to China? The system and how do you find, because you have your kids here right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's similar or there are something different?
Definitely a lot relaxed in here. In China, it will be a lot longer hours in school. Mm-hmm. You start really early, finish really late. Lots homework.
Homework,
yeah. Lots homework. And apart from that, your parents would want you to do extra things, learning extra different hobbies or different classes. Yeah, so it was really, really busy in China. Quite a lot of pressure.
Quite a lot, lot of pressure. And what time do you start in the morning usually and what time you finish?
Because I have to take bus when I was at school, take maybe two different bus to get to school. Mm-hmm. So needs to get up quite early and get to school maybe 8:30. And then class will start, I can't remember now, maybe 9 or 8:30.
Long time ago.
And then probably finish maybe 5?
5 o'clock. Well, five and you do like classes each hour, normal classes with math.
You will have a break for lunch, I imagine.
Lunch break. And then between each class have 5 or 10 minutes breaks, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's quite a lot for a child to go through so many classes and learn so much, it feels.
And even after finish school, still have to take bus home. By the time when you go home, is dinner time.
Dinner time, and then do you have to do some more?
Yeah, after dinner time, it's homework.
It's homework after dinner time. So what what time do you guys usually go to sleep, like the kids?
Oh, at high school, it's very hard. Probably don't go to sleep after 12 o'clock.
Really?
Wow. And it's every day.
Every day, wow. So work until 12 and then wake up in the morning at 6. Mm.
Very hard on body.
6 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
For a teenager, right?
Wow.
Yes, is there something that you came in New Zealand to find that life balance, or what was the reason mainly to come here in New Zealand?
Oh, we didn't really exactly know what it's like.
You didn't know?
Yeah, didn't exactly know. But at the time in China, I think lots of kids is going overseas, lots of students going overseas. It's like a trend. It's an option, like if your family is financially is okay, they will send kids to go overseas to have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was one of them.
You were one of them. Yeah, that's amazing. And do you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I'm single. Just me, only child. Yeah,
only child.
Because we, at the time, was not supposed to have more than one child in China. Yeah. Now you can.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's one child policy.
One child, yeah.
Has there been any moments along your time in New Zealand where you thought, maybe I should move back to China?
Last time I went back, I was thinking maybe it would be good if after I retire, I can go live, you know, half of time in China and a half of time live in here.
Okay.
But not for now. I know it's really hard, tough to find a job in China.
Mm.
I wouldn't move back to China.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think is that draw to move back there after you retire?
Really convenient living there.
Mm.
Easy to go around. And because how developed it is now, you know, in China, big city, subway can take you anywhere very fast, no traffic. You can go out, buy things, you know, at night or during the day, because in here at night a lot of places are closed, whereas in China you can go anywhere, and there's a lot more place you can go visit, mm-hmm. things to do. So I think if I can do, you know, half living here and half going back, and also I can visit my family as well, all my family is still in China, would be good to catch up with them as well.
Having the best of both worlds.
Yeah, sort of like your childhood, going back to your childhood of the big city and the quiet countryside.
Are you able to visit your family often, or how often do you go back?
I went back every year last few years just to go visit them, but can only stay for like maybe 3 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's very short. And it is quite long distance flight. Mm. Yeah, I'm hoping I can go early next year, maybe go a little bit longer, 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah, so I can see all my family. Because last couple of times I went back, didn't get a chance to see all of them. I meet some of my family, you know, relatives, but not all of them.
Right. Have they been here in New Zealand to visit you?
My parents have been here. They have been living in here for quite a few years.
Mm.
They are New Zealand resident, so they're able to come if they want to. But they prefer to stay in China just because, you know, the language barrier, and it's easier for them to do things. Also, if they need to go see doctor, it's a lot convenient.
Mm.
They can understand everyone in here because they don't speak English, so they can't really understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they go see doctors, I always need to go there with them to translate and then to help them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big barrier, right? When the parents are coming here and they don't know to speak the language, and I relate to that because when my mom is here, she doesn't understand anything, so it's quite hard for her to connect with people.
Yeah,
and you always have to translate, so it's a double work for you also to translate everything.
You
for
need
your
someone
mom.
With them all the time.
Yes,
and they miss their friends as well.
And I know you are very connected with the Chinese community here, and you obviously express through art because you're quite artistic through dance, and you do a lot of dancing for the migrant community. Mm-hmm. And I saw you different times dancing on with you and Hui with this beautiful costume, like from China.
Oh, maybe I have seen you in some of those events.
Yeah, so she was at Extravaganza and also the Diwali. You can see always Amy and Hui dancing together.
Yeah.
And I was curious, do you guys make yourself your costumes, or how do you bring this the culture here?
We definitely didn't make the costume ourselves. That's a skill. So we decide like which song or which dance we're going to do.
Okay.
Normally I have a little bit more time because she works for herself. She works 6 days. So I go look, you know, I go search, do some research for the song and dance, and I will send her message and show her, you know, see what she thinks, if she likes it, and then if she happy. But because I think we're quite similar.
Yeah.
Like you said, we always in sync, and then she likes similar style stuff compared to me. Even like for wearing clothes and stuff, she likes similar type of things.
Yeah.
So it's quite easy. So when I show her things, she always likes it as well.
Yeah.
And then we decide on the song or dance, and then we will practice at my house because I have a big mirror installed in the garage.
Oh, wow.
Was allow us can, you know, practice the dance in the garage in front of the mirror. Yeah, so that's where it started. Now we have three of us.
There's three
Chinese girls now. Apart from Hui, there is Xiao Mei joined, and she's very happy, always excited about new things.
Yeah.
Very enthusiastic, and she likes dance as well. So now it's three of us doing Chinese dance for like multi-ethnic. Yeah.
When is your next dance? Or when is your next band? Do you have something scheduled? I'm curious. I want to go and see you.
Haven't had anything scheduled, but we probably will still do the multi-ethnic for next year, as long as the event is going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful how you bring that together, the three of you now, right? And it's so beautiful for the community to have that and watch you.
Yeah. Oh, and for the Chinese community, throughout the year, normally we have a few bigger gatherings as well, like for Mid-Autumn Festival or Chinese New Year. Normally we do a dance performance there as well. Yeah.
Are you, how is that working to be part of the Chinese community? If there are new people in town, they just connect with you, or there is like association?
Yeah, there is a Chinese association here. And then we have a group chat because we use WeChat. All Chinese people
WeChat,
use WeChat.
Yeah.
So
what is WeChat?
WeChat
is like WhatsApp.
WeChat is like an app, kind of like Facebook.
Oh.
So you can share your moments, you know, like you can share picture photos like on their Facebook. So we use that, and then in the group chat, it's like Facebook Messenger. All the Chinese people in the Chinese community is in this big group chat. And then if there's new people coming, then these people will invite them join into the group or into the chat. And then if there's anything, event or things happening, I think lately they are doing badminton practicing or playing, you know, with the Chinese community. So they're seeing all the notifications or messages in the group chat, and whoever interested, you can join.
Yeah. It's, and because I know when I have a friend in Auckland that she's from China, mm-hmm. and she mentioned to me that when she came here, it was quite difficult for her to learn English because there are so many people from China and New Zealand. How was that for you? Because your English is very good. Did you learn it fast or?
My English is okay when I come here. And then I sort of involve myself into people not just from China. Yes. Like because I worked in different company is locally owned. So all my colleague is from New Zealand. At least they speak English. So I surround myself with people is speaking English. So I can practice mm-hmm. my speaking skills. And then my husband is from here as well. Mm-hmm. So I need to speak to him in English because he can't speak Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah. Is he trying to learn at least or no?
Oh, he wanted to learn, but it does take time and effort to learn a language. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He can speak Japanese, but he can understand some Chinese and can speak some basic ones, but not fluent.
Not for a conversation.
Yeah.
How's the cultural dynamics of a Chinese person and a Kiwi being married and raising a family?
Yeah, it is hard, I have to say. Because until today, he still preferred to eat his Kiwi food, you know, like burgers and chips. That's what he grew up with, and he likes those type of food. Only a few Chinese dishes he likes, but he's not like some people like really into it. Yeah. You really enjoy Chinese food, like authentic Chinese food. He is not one of them, although I wish he is. It would make life a lot easier. Yeah.
What's your favorite Chinese dishes that you would like to be able to share?
I like all the Chinese authentic dishes, like fish, what other things? Stir fries. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different kind of dishes which don't have in New Zealand mm-hmm. here, or could be fruit or different type of vegetables. So when I go back home, my mom would cook those. Or snails. I remember snail.
Do
I went
like
back.
Snails?
Yeah, snails. Because my mom told me when I was three, I was already very skilled for eating snail because it has shells, so you have to suck the meat out.
Yeah.
And we have snails in Spain. They are also a thing.
Do you also eat?
I don't like them. I don't eat them, but there's a thing and people eat them. Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
With the shell, you have to like suck it out.
And I was very fast. I could go one by one, real fast. And then soon you see a pile of snail shell in front of me.
That shows how much you have eaten.
Yeah.
It's the same with seafood, like with clams. I really like clams, so you know like
how much you have eaten
compared with other people if you're very fast.
We used to catch them in my dad's village in the river. They have lots of snails there. So we used to get like a big net thing with the long bamboo handles. We go into the river to catch those snails mm-hmm. and then will be cleaned and cooked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you find them here in New Zealand?
No. Okay. Not in New Zealand. And I tried to eat the one in the sea, but they taste different, very mm-hmm. different. Yeah.
Wow. So different, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, snails and. Mm. Do you feel like. About the cultural differences, you said you have your husband who is here from New Zealand. How are the kids like adapting to, because they have Chinese, have New Zealanders, mm. right? Do you bring some of your culture at home, or they talk Chinese or?
They can speak some, not fluent for full conversations. They can speak some and they can understand. Probably understand more than they can speak. Writing, they know the basic characters mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah, they did learn a little bit. There is a Chinese language class every Sunday here in your province.
Oh, okay.
So one of the lady in the Chinese Association, she runs their class. So there's a lot of Chinese kids goes to their class once a week. But because it's only once a week, you don't, you know, it's different.
Not very intense.
Yeah.
They only practice with you, no?
I'm very guilty on that one because I have to speak to my husband in English. I sort of got used to speak English. I have to make like a really like a mental switch. Or I need to talk to them in Chinese, but keep forgetting.
Makes sense. I know, and I feel that because I do the same. You know, so I always like it's especially when you come from work and you're very tired. To switch in Romanian for me, it's quite hard. So I sometimes I just talk in English.
Yeah.
Because they reply in English, right?
Yeah.
Same with
your
boys.
Yeah. I think before they go to school, it's easier. Once they went into school, like from five, they go into school, and then they start speaking English every day with their classmates, teachers, everyone around there. It's become harder as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you take your, like, how is for your husband? Does he go, do you go together to... China, how is for him the Chinese culture? How did he adapt?
Yeah, he likes it.
We
do sightseeing, you know, go to different cities. We've been to Beijing, so the Forbidden Cities, the Great Wall, Summer Palace. We've been all there, been to all those places. We've been to Xi'an as well to see the Terracotta Warrior. So he enjoys those holiday visit. Last couple of times, I only took my kids back to China, and then he stayed here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And regarding the cultural differences, are there any things that when you came here was like a cultural shock for you?
I guess it's how laid back it is here. And then, because in China, everything done is very fast. It's just a lot fast paced than here. Whereas in here, if you wanted something to be done, could be by other business or other people's, you just have to get used to a slower pace.
Yeah,
everything perhaps takes longer.
Yeah, it takes longer here in New Zealand, right? Is there anything else besides the slowness?
Like the shop, you know, like I said, at night they all close, and then you sort of, it's more just family oriented. You stay at home with your family. With in China, I mean, you can still stay with your family, or nighttime we can still go out to do other things because all the other shopping malls or places are still open. So there's a bit more things you can do. In China.
Yeah, lots of those, right? Because I think for us, the same when we came here was quite hard. It's 5 o'clock, everything is closing, right?
same
or
for
3
me.
p.m., like, you know, you can't find a coffee place to go
in.
Oh, yeah,
like trying to find a coffee at 3 p.m., it's a mission.
Yeah, for us, it's the same.
Yeah, when, like, in Spain, that will be, like, the normal coffee time.
Yeah.
You will meet with a friend for a coffee around 3, like, after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And here, it's
quite different.
How do you do tea? Are you a tea drinker?
Yes, I do drink tea, yes.
Okay. Do you get nice teas or just drink your usual kiwi gumboot?
Now I'm just drinking what is available from the supermarket here, the teas. But if I go back, normally it would have nicer, like a tea leaf, those kind of teas, not the tea bag one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the green teas, yeah.
I really do enjoy drinking loose leaf teas, and occasionally get a nice oolong. I have a nice pu'er.
I love pu'er. I love pu'er. It's hard to get them here.
Yeah. So I went to China just before COVID. I was in China the October that COVID came out. I left like within a week before COVID came out, and I brought back a nice thing of pu'er. And still some Yes,
even when I talk with people about poor here, like I say red tea, because that's how we call it in Spain, they will think it's rooibos.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's a different plant. Yeah. Like rooibos is rooibos, poor is tea.
Because there's so many different kinds of teas.
Mm.
If you go to China in a restaurant, first thing they would ask you what type of tea you want to order first.
Okay.
You know, it would have a big teapot, everyone have a little teacup. You order your tea first, and then everyone start drinking the tea, and then ordering other food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a blue tea, blue tea.
Xiang. Is that butterfly pea flower?
No, it's the same.
Tea.
Tea
plant.
Camellia.
It's Bilochun. That's quite famous. The green tea, Bilochun. I think the Chinese emperor, they used to drink those type of teas.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I very much like tea. Tea, yeah.
So nice.
Mm.
And for me, because I told you about my friend from China, I was really amazed about Chinese hospitality and how she received me each time when I go to her house. You know, she gives me a lot of food and she never... Like, you know, she doesn't say, no, don't buy anything. You know, I will do everything for you. And she's always there for how to make me feel very good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that you find in China that they're very hospitable?
Yes, yeah. I think so. Everyone's very friendly. You go to their house. Yes, like you said, they will offer you different kind of food. Fruit, drinks, teas.
Yeah.
Even I found... now myself, I'm at work, I always bring food and I like to share with other people as well. Most Kiwi, you know, they bring their food, they just eat their own,
right?
They don't really share their stuff, but I would just happy to share my food, share my culture. And then they like the snacks, because last time I bought a snack and I give my colleague to try, and then they really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, where did you buy that from? I was like, oh, the Fresh World in the Richmond Center.
Yeah.
So she rushed to the Fresh World shop and then bought the same one. Because she kept the packaging.
Yeah.
And then when she went into the shop, she's like, where can I find this? Yeah, and then she bought the same snack, and she really liked it, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah.
Because she said, I think lots locals like to try all the Chinese food or the Asian food, but because on the packaging doesn't really have English, or they didn't know what that is.
You don't know what you are buying.
Yeah, so they don't really know, also don't know what they taste like. They don't know if they're gonna like it or end up buying a whole pack. Maybe they don't like it. So that's why they doesn't try. But when I give them something, they try it and then they know they like it.
Mm.
So that makes easier for them
easier
to go
for them, right?
Shopping.
Oh, you are such a good friend. It's what I also appreciate about Chinese is, like, she told me, my friend, that in China it's very important when you have a friend, you have a friend for life. So I'm still friend with this, my friend, her name is Lily. And she said that whenever somebody is friend with you, doesn't matter what happened, you'll always be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that? So it's not like you don't change friends very often, you stick with the ones you have? Or it's different?
I think so. But then it probably depends, you know, different people might come across different scenario.
Yeah.
I still have, every time I go back, I still catch up with one of my high school friends. I think she's the only person I still keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Every year when I go back,
mm-hmm.
I'll go out, have lunch or dinner with her just to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing culture, and I would really like one day to go to China.
Hmm. Yeah, it is a nice place.
Yes.
Nice place to visit.
Like
on the list.
Yeah, and it's like Shanghai. You said you're from Shanghai.
Yeah, I'm from Shanghai. Yeah.
And it's a place that you would recommend to visit, or is
definitely,
that is the best one, right?
Very modern. It's different, and depends where you want to go. Shanghai don't have a lot of the historical place.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Yu Gardens. There's like the older style buildings, architectures, shoppings and stuff, you can go there. That's very nice. But Shanghai is a more modern city. It's the center of the financials.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the city. So there's a lot of banks. The financial services places there, and it's very modern. Has the have you heard the Bund?
No.
The Bund.
No.
It's because when China was colonized by different countries, so they built different buildings, architectures there. So along that walk, there's heaps historical different style buildings there. So it's a famous place. If you go to Shanghai, you will definitely need to go
there.
It'll
be nice to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then from this side, because there's a river in between, on the other side is all the new skyscraper buildings.
Other sky towers and everything, right? Like
the Eastern Pearl TV Tower. Have you heard that one?
No.
So probably similar to the Sky Tower in Auckland. And they had a few other new tower buildings, skyscrapers, so on the other end of the bank. So it's a nice view if you go at night, or during the day it's nice, but at night we have all the lights on, comes up. And then there's like ferry boat can take you over.
Wow.
Very nice view and a nice long walk from there as well.
That's amazing. I would love to go.
We have to
go there.
Organize a trip to
yes,
Shanghai.
Next, yeah. Because we are almost over, we have our last questions. Should I, or do you want Clara to ask her?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So normally we are curious with our guests and we ask them, what would you recommend someone that arrives new to New Zealand or New Plymouth to do to make themselves at home when they arrive?
I think is to embrace yourself with local peoples or with all other, like us, people from other countries, we're migrants here. And go involve yourself with different communities, depending, what your hobby is. Just involve with the different communities, then you will find lots of friends and the joy for doing the things you like. You meet new peoples. I think that's what I recommend. So don't be scared.
It's scary sometimes, though, when you come from another country,
Because, sometimes we can be quite shy. Yeah, like, I think when I first come, I was quite shy as well. But over the years, I got better.
You're doing so much for the community. So thank you for that, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Really amazing.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. It was nice to have you today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for letting me join.
If there are new people in town from China, they can contact you or... There is a Chinese association, so I'm sure that they already know about that, right?
Yes, definitely,
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Amy. It was really nice chatting with you. And take care, Taranaki. Hope you have been staying dry and looking forward to some sunshine, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. The winter is coming.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.